Meb Keflezighi has been a world-class runner for more than a decade, but he became a household name in 2014. A year after the bombings at the finish line, Meb won the Boston Marathon, the first American man to do so in more than 30 years, and he hasn't slowed down since. In February, Keflezighi, now 40, will try to make his fourth Olympic team when he competes in the U.S. Olympic Trials Marathon in Los Angeles. He already has an Olympic medal, finishing second for a silver in the Olympic Marathon in Athens in 2004. Meb Keflezighi has an amazing backstory as well. He and his family came to the U.S. as refugees from civil war in Eritrea. Eventually, they became American citizens, and Meb thrived as a college runner at UCLA before making his first Olympic team in 2000. Earlier this year, Here and Now's Alex Ashlock had a chance to spend some time with him and brought back this story.
Since his emotional victory in Boston last year, everybody wants to run with Meb. So there I was, near the Boston Marathon finish line, waiting to do just that. He and two training partners were completing a run on the course. I was supposed to meet them as they cooled down. In other words, as they slowed down.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
How far did you go?
Almost 9 miles.
You started 17. Are you going back here first, or you just keep going?
I'll go a little bit and back.
Okay. I'll try to keep up with you.
Well, I only kept up for a few hundred feet. But while I couldn't really run with Meb, it is possible to learn from his example. That's the premise of his new book, written with Scott Douglas from Runner's World magazine. The book is called Meb for Mortals: How to Run, Think, and Eat Like a Champion Marathoner. It's filled with advice on training, from workouts and stretching, to recovering from injuries. After I caught my breath, we sat down to talk about the book and Keflezighi's career.
You know, Meb for Mortals is just to be able to get the best out of yourself. You know, we all have, not everybody can be the Boston champion or New York champion or Olympic medalist or Olympian, but there's a champion within us to get the best out of ourselves, no matter what age, what gender. And, you know, what I have done over the 25 years to reveal it, to tell them, you know, this worked for me, try it, or like train, recovery, diet, stretching and strengthening and all those things I listed there to be, you know, trying to do what I have done and for the regular average runners.
What's the most important thing for a regular runner who doesn't have time to train and work all day on his or her running? What's the most important thing?
I mean, the most important thing about is to be healthy. If you're healthy and routine consistently. So I know my full-time job is to run, but others, I understand also others, they just run, getting up at 5 a.m., trying to work out before they go for work, or trying to squeeze it between lunch, or trying to do it after work. So find what works best for you and stick to it. And, you know, I would encourage people, the most people who are at that level are, you know, 25, 35 and older. So run one less mile to do the stretching, the strengthening. That might take 5-10 minutes. So by doing that, it's going to make your longevity, your career, or your enthusiast running, and then also less injury prone.
You talk about having good goals, being committed, and hard work. Do all those things have equal value, or does one override the other?
No. They follow one after another. I mean, you got to be committed, and then once you're committed, you set new goals, and then the goals, you go accomplish them. So it's, you know, which one came first, that you can't say, but as long as you are committed and set goals and work hard, this, you know, those things, great things will happen. And for me, that's what has been over my career. You know, I'm a goal-oriented person. I'm pretty specific about my goals. It's not like, oh, I just run well. No, I want to finish top three or run a personal best or want to win Boston. The concrete versus, oh, I just want to see what I do, you know, and then people need to do that. And hard work is always going to pay off. It might not pay off that one time that you want it to pay off, but if you are persistent with it and still committed to the sport, great things will happen.
How have you been able to stay at the world-class level as long as you have, and you're approaching 40 years old, but you're still one of the top marathoners in the world? How have you been able to do that?
I mean, I'm excited to be 40, so the pressure will be off. But, I mean, my journey has been amazing, just my upbringing and work ethic, and I just work hard. be smart and consistent. I think I've been one of the most consistent marathoners at all times, just because first, second, third, and fourth in New York, third, fifth, and first in Boston, second and fourth at the Olympics. I mean, how did I do it? I just through hard work and, you know, one foot after another. Consistency is huge, and 26.2 miles is always 26.2 miles. It might vary with the course, but I'm the same guy still trying to produce the same good results.
That report from Here Now's Alex Ashlock, who kept up with Meb better than we would have.
Yeah, definitely.